No, Charlie, she's. It's all true. It sounds like it's all true.
It's not that I don't believe it, Mom.
He's a violent person and crazy.
I know.
I think he's crazy, too.
Sounds like he has craziness.
I know. Cecilia told you a lot about this problem.
Mm-hmm. Right? You know what it was?
That's why you feel you have to protect Cecilia, right?
Yep.
We have to protect her from Keith. Right? That's why you get mad at me sometimes when I when I don't agree.
Mm-hmm.
But now he understands why you feel it's your daughter, and that's how you feel.
I see what he did.
And you see what he did. I mean,
she has no dishes left in her house. He goes, he's broke. And I bought her a couple of nice sets.
He broke them all?
No, not all. But I bought some, like, Christmas dishes. You know, one Christmas, she didn't have any dishes. Nice Christmas side dishes. So I bought her a set of dishes. There's not one dish left.
Well, Cecilia told you that?
No, I saw it. I was there.
Oh, you saw it when you were there. Oh, that must have been a while ago, because you haven't been there. Quite a few years.
I was there a couple months ago.
Oh, okay. I didn't know
I
that.
Love the way that smells, that Bengay.
I didn't know you got to go up to Binghamton. That's cool.
Yes, it was.
It was after you got out of the nursing home, the rehabilitation.
Before. It might have been just before, Charlie.
Oh, it must have been just before. No. Oh, okay.
Well, anyway, honey, he is very crazy. And I think maybe if they did a good MRI on him, they'd find out he is. Something's wrong with his mind.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
I know. It's sad that Cecilia can only confide in you, too.
As Cecilia says, I would have the most wonderful life here. My kids were good to each other. They really never did fight.
No, I know. They're very good and take care of each other. To this day, they still take care of each other.
They do, yeah.
You can see in that picture. Look how Bobby and Bess, Bess and Adele, look at how Bobby and Adele are kind of protecting Bess. She's right in the middle, and they're, like, protecting her. Even there, in that picture. Yeah. Still goes on today.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
And, I mean, Bess is crazy about Bobby.
I know.
My God. Too much so.
Bess's a very good girl.
And, I mean, I know the situation. And I know he throws things, slams things, breaks things. I mean, it's lucky when it wasn't. And he hurt Kenny a couple of times, but good. And she should have had him arrested. She says now she's sorry she didn't. He would have been in jail if he did.
No, I know, it's true. I guess she didn't want that either.
Yeah.
That's not it doesn't sound like an easy situation.
No, it's horrible. Very horrible. And I don't like to see my daughter going through this.
I'm sure.
Because one day he's going to hit her and kill her. And especially if this starts up.
If what starts up? Oh, if she gets divorced?
Yeah.
If she serves him with divorce papers?
Not yet. But the lawyer's getting away. So don't say anything about it.
He won't. He's very good, Charlie. He's not interested. I'll tell you what Charlie's worried about. Charlie's worried about you and your health and your care.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And he doesn't want to upset you and get you aggravated. Okay? So he's trying his best.
Yeah, and we don't want you to be aggravated.
No.
That's why, you know, you shouldn't have to worry
And we shouldn't even think about this and talk about this. It's too upsetting.
So don't even think about it.
No, I wanted to tell you. So you understand.
I know, Mom.
I know, it's preying on your mind. She told you all about this.
She's not crazy, believe me.
No, I know.
I know
what she's telling you the absolute truth.
I know, Mom. I know, you feel bad. You have to protect her, right? She's your daughter.
Damn right.
Okay, let's see. You're taking 1.5 Metoprolol.
Becky's so protective of her father. What'd you expect her to be?
Who, Bess is protective of Keith, yeah.
Yeah. So, of course, I don't know what the hell's going to happen. But it's a series a little bit afraid to, you know. She may have to get an order of protection against him. I don't know.
I'm surprised she went home to him in Binghamton. That he, you know, she's afraid of him. She must. She was. I mean, she must have been probably wanted to go and check on the house. That's but why. She was taking a chance. Jesus.
He takes them there, hides it. He really hides them there. She finds it back under the laundry basket, and he doesn't.
She afraid to go home though?
A little bit.
I would be afraid.
A little bit, I guess.
But it's probably been quiet there because you haven't really heard anything. So maybe they're getting along better.
Who knows? Probably once he finds out she's really going to do it.
Hey, well, you can't predict how crazy people will act. That's true.
But he's very crazy.
No, he must be because we never saw that side of him. He hides it, it sounds like.
Oh, he hides it beautifully. And she said, everybody believes nice Keith was a horrible wife. You know.
It doesn't sound like it's easy for her. I was being very nice to Cecilia. I took her to the doctor when she needed me to, Mom. Mm-hmm. I did 2 times I came whenever she called me. She only called me to help her. She didn't call me all those months to help you at all. She called me when she needed help, and I came.
Yeah. Well, you have to, honey, too.
I know. I know the right thing to do, Mom.
Yeah, she's a relative.
Yeah.
And I don't know what else we could do for her. I don't know what else we could do.
But what would you like to do for her?
Well, I'd take her to live with me. But that doesn't mean he'll never come over.
Well, what do you mean? Why would do you want her to live here without ever seeing him? Is that what you would want?
No.
You would want him to be able to come over and shop and things like that?
Sure, if he wants to help her.
If he wants to come and help her, right.
Yeah. As long as he's not causing trouble.
Right. I understand. Because he is useful, even though he might be violent at times, but maybe he'd have to control himself here.
Yeah, he would.
So, you know, he could do things. You know, she needs help to do Definitely. Things. So, yeah. He is, you know, as horrible as he sounds, you know, he could do some things, you know.
Right.
Yeah, you're not worried about him ever being violent here, what? Right? You're not worried about him ever being violent here, right?
Oh, of course not.
So you feel safe and he won't bother Cecilia.
No, you wouldn't mind if he came and helped move furniture and things like that.
No, because he wouldn't hurt anybody. No,
in front of people.
No,
Well, there are other people around.
No.
Right, he only does that when he's...
No, but he acts like the saint of life.
I know, because he acts so nice, and he's always, you know, busy and running and shopping and moving things, and, you know, he works all week, and he comes and does all that. You would never think, you know, you'd think, wow, he's a good husband, if you didn't know the true stories. You would say... You know, he works all week. He takes care of his retarded brother, too. And he comes down. No, he doesn't. I thought he did. I always saw him with him. No. So he doesn't even do that.
He's in a group home.
Right? He's in a group home, right. But, because he works. But I mean, it sounds like he's...
He heard him one day. His whole face was black.
That's terrible. I'm saying, but if you didn't know the true stories, then it's good you're able to tell us this side of it. Because we didn't know these stories.
This is true.
I believe you. I believe that this is what she told you. I believe that this is what your daughter told you. Don't worry about that. But you would just never think that.
I know you wouldn't. Nobody would. They think he's just a saintly person.
Okay, here's your pills. I guess we're going to have to refill your LDN, right? Because it's... They called it. It was ready. Because it's running out.
It's in.
Yeah.
No, it's in.
It's in. I know. We've got to fill it at Nate's. Yeah, why do you take the LDN?
What?
Why do you take the LDN?
Because he's supposed to.
No, but what is it for?
Bones, brain, everything. It helps Cecilia tremendously.
It has helped Cecilia a lot?
Oh, yes.
That's why she wanted you to take it?
Yep.
Did she tell Michelle to give it to you so what? You could take it? Did she tell Michelle to give it to you so you could take it?
Yes.
Good.
Okay. Michelle gave it.
Oh, very good.
In fact, lots of people are now taking it, Charlie. Yeah. In fact, one person was there one day when she was there talking to somebody. And he heard her talking about this Sylvie, and he was listening very intently. And then when Keith left, because Keith poo-poos everything.
He poo-poos the LDN?
Yeah, everything. And so he said
Cecilia?
Cecilia. He says, tell me about this medicine you take. And so she explained it. He says, I'll have to get it for my wife. Because the wife has it.
Oh, the wife has MS? Yeah, I read that it's very good for MS. I didn't read much about it, giving it to people with elderly. I looked it up. I read a lot of things about people for the MS. Yeah,
MS people.
Yeah, I've heard that that mostly it's for MS. I was trying to, you know, because I wanted to find...
To think I wouldn't even be in this shape if I didn't take it, which is true.
No, I'm sure she believes that.
Yep. So do you believe that it's helping you?
I think so. I'll only take it in a week. Give it a chance, yeah?
Okay.
Oh, you have all her pills, Charlie, in the water?
Oh, I have to get you water. Oh, here's your water cup. Okay.
And I'm not going to believe me, OD or anything.
We know. Charlie's been...
I'm managing your medicine. It's just I wanted to know why, because I know they only tried LDN in patients that have MS. I didn't know that they were trying it on elderly patients. That's all. That's why I was just asking.
They let everybody take it
nowadays. Well, okay. Count them up. You've got 1.5 metoprolols, 1 clonidine, 1 fluorostore probiotic, 1 mm-hmm. LDN, and a Plavix.
Did you get the...
Did I get the
chip. The chip.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll give that to you with your... I'll give you... When you're ready to go to bed, if you're still achy, I will give you 1 Tylenol... And a little piece of the Valium, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that you'll be able to try to relax and fall asleep. Because I know when you have such pain, it causes you to be agitated. We don't want that.
Oh, Charlie, a pill's falling out of her mouth. Did it go in?
Did you get it?
Did it go in the cup? Okay. Charlie, what's that? Is that Matt?
I think so.
Is Matt by the door?
No, it's Lola trying to plug in her phone. Okay. That's good. They went down okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a serious situation. I mean, good.
I know.
You know what? Does she talk a lot about it?
She feels she needs to tell you, right? Because she doesn't have anybody else to talk to.
Of course not. All right. She hasn't had a soul to talk to.
All right, well, we don't want to let's not talk about it.
No, I know. Okay. You know what you need? You need your eye drops. Let's get a little... You need a tissue, right, with your eye drops?
The tissue's on our bed. I put the box of tissues on our bed.
Okay, let me get you a tissue, and we'll get your eye drops in, and then we'll be done for it. After this is if you're achy, we'll give you a Tylenol and a little Valium.
Excuse me.
Burp.
Okay.
Did I get that burp?
Of course.
Okay.
Hurry up.
Okay, here's the tissue. Okay, let me take your glasses off. Hang on. Put your glasses right here so they won't get damaged. Alrighty.
So what happened? The list didn't have her nose spray on there.
Yeah.
The list that Cecilia left you when she left your mom.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't put the nose spray, but Becky said that that's what she needs.
But they put it on.
Okay.
Did they put it on?
No, we didn't put it on the list. When did you normally take it? In the morning or the evening? The nose spray. Open eye, close this eye. Did it go in?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Now let's do the other eye. Okay, now this eye. The right eye.
This eye gets it tomorrow.
No. 1 drop in each eye, it says.
Where?
This is...
You show me that.
Administer 1 drop in each eye daily. This is for your glaucoma.